This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So Matt Taibbi, he's that journalist that has been releasing the, quote, Twitter files. Essentially, he's been the one working with Twitter to release all the info showing Twitter has been coordinating with the White House and the FBI to silence their political opponents. It's some of the most horrific reporting ever. But there's an interesting little tidbit that popped up today. The IRS came knocking on his door the same day of his congressional testimony. And it's obvious to everyone what happened. The henchmen were sent in. But I take two different things from this. One, a reminder to you and a reminder to me, the communist uses power. He believes that's the only point he gets, the only point to have power is to use it. Use it to get more power. Use it to crush your political opponents. Use it to crush your enemies. You, if you were put in charge of the IRS, you would never dream of sending an IRS agent to the home of somebody who was about to say something you didn't like. It would be creepy and weird and tyrannical. And I'm glad. I'm glad you think like that, but it is important for you to understand the communist would never dream of not sending him over there. Of course. Hey, this guy's giving testimony today we don't like. Hey, who do we have that can go intimidate him? That's just how these people think. And there's another part of it. We are going to have to start doing similar things if we ever want to dissuade them from doing what they do. I know that sucks, but the truth is red states, red state GOPs, are so far behind the eight ball right now in turning into anti-communists, turning into the people we need them to turn into, state governors, state houses, state senates out there. They are embarrassing. The leader of the Speaker of the House, in Wyoming, I think is the reddest state in the union. He's blocking all these school choice bills out there. He should be out there arresting Democrats or threatening to. He should be out there getting aggressive, legally aggressive, passing laws, throwing people in prison. But he's not. The red state GOPs are pathetic and they're far behind where they should be. And this is why I used that hourglass example before. We are in a race right now to save what we can of this nation. Can we turn the GOP into a true anti-communist party? Can we turn them into that before these communists take care of everything? I don't know. That's my first takeaway. My second takeaway, again, is this. This guy has registered and voted Democrat his entire life. This Matt Taibbi. Did he put out any statements or anything? I've been looking. I haven't seen anything. Did he say anything at all about owning this? Did he say anything about, man, I, I did this. I voted these people into power. I remember when Jim Jordan was interrogating one of them, one of the two journalists, and Jim Jordan was trying to make this point. Oh, you're not a Trump supporter, are you? And one of them just proudly said, no, I voted for Joe Biden. Okay, so let me see if I have this right. Joe Biden and the Democrats, they have coordinated with social media companies to not only crush free speech, they are sending IRS henchmen to your home, and you're still bragging about voting for them instead of saying, wow, this is on me. Maybe I should stop voting for tyrants out there. Until Democrats start waking up and realizing they are the authors of this nation's demise, nothing will change at all. Well, I've always voted Democrat. Yeah, okay, you've always been stupid. You don't have to anymore. Well, it's what my dad did. Your dad's Democrat Party is gone. Today, this is what you vote for every time you go vote Democrat.
Your husband, Chasten, is a teacher. And he's been a vocal critic of what's going on in my state of Florida with the so-called don't say gay law now, which he says will kill kids. Do you agree? And, you know, as a politician, because this strikes you as, you know, your husband is a teacher.
Yeah.
You are obviously LGBTQ yourself, and you are now a parent.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about
this? Yeah, he's right. And I think every law ought to be judged for the effect it's going to have on real people in real life. And I get the political reasons why they're doing this. By the way, some of those political reasons is they don't have a plan on anything else, right? I mean, they don't have a plan on dealing with inflation or dealing with gas prices or dealing with the issues of
we
of the
can't
day.
Get home.
Well, Jesse, I don't like that. Well, stop voting Democrat. This is what you vote for.
In South Africa, part of the world's largest radio telescope is under construction, which will help answer some of the biggest questions of humanity about galaxies. About gravity.
Ah, Jesse, I didn't vote for that. Yes, you did. You want to know who the new Interior Secretary is going to be? I didn't vote for that. Yes, you did. You voted for this.
Is it your policy that critical minerals should be sourced from countries that are stewards of the environment, like the U.S. and our allies, or sourced from Russia and China that don't share our same values?
Congressman, what I'll say is the president is committed
to... Pretty much a yes and no. It's your policy, madam.
Our policy is to work to make sure we have the best...
I'll take that as a maybe. Are you also aware that China produces 90% of the world's plastic from four rivers?
I will take that as...
You also are aware that China is the biggest offender on illegal fishing?
Thank you, Chair Congressman.
Are you aware that China controls by proxy?
I'm sorry, I'll let it play, but I can't get over that part. It's my favorite part. Are you aware of this? Information she clearly didn't know. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Production, the supply chain of critical minerals that are critical to both the EV world and defense.
Thank you for that information.
Are you aware by multiple studies that in order to satisfy the present requirements of EV and critical minerals to defense, it would take an increase of 2,000% of mining for 20 years? Are you aware of that?
Thank you for the information, Congressman.
Are you also aware that northern Minnesota is home to those critical minerals that are necessary for EV and our Defense Department?
I think there are critical minerals across our country.
Oh, no, it's an idiot. Jesse, it's not my fault. Joe Biden just nominated another communist idiot. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is your fault. You're the reason for this.
You were a supporter of the Green New Deal?
Yes, I ran on that.
You co-sponsored it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you aware the Green New Deal bans fracking?
Congressman, if I could just say...
It's a yes or no.
I am aware of whatever the Green New Deal had at the time, however many years ago that I signed on to it.
Are you aware that it also bans clean coal?
Thank you, Congressman.
So is that a yes?
I don't... honestly, it's 2023.
You were a co-sponsor of the bill. Are you aware it bans
clean coal? Yes, I am aware of. I'd be happy to look it up and refresh my memory on the bill.
I can read you the resolution.
I co-sponsored a lot of bills when I was in Congress.
Are you aware also that the Green New Deal bans oil and gas leasing?
Thank you, Congressman.
Is that a yes?
If you're telling me and you're reading it from there, yes.
Do you still support the Green New Deal?
Congressman, as the Secretary
of the Interior. Yes or no? Do you support it or not?
Well, I am a Secretary of the Interior now. I'm no longer a member of Congress.
So you do still support the Green New Deal, yes or no?
In my current capacity, I am not.
Would you still have co-sponsored the bill in the 116th had you know that it banned all this?
I'm not sure of the question. If I co-sponsored I was a member of Congress, I'm no longer a member.
Yeah, but we got it. Tell your liberal Aunt Peggy she voted for that. Because she did. All right. Finally, I've been teasing it forever. We're finally going to get to the latest and greatest from the FBI. Oh, gosh. Yeah, before we get to that, let's do this. I wanted to say thank you for something. We have talked endlessly on this show about putting our money where our morals are. And Pure Talk has reached out to me and told me not only are you switching to Pure Talk in droves more than anywhere else, it's you that's doing it. You are the most pleasant to deal with on the phone. I actually got that little tidbit today. That was nice. I didn't even ask for that, but that was nice. So whenever you call partners of the show or deal with partners of the show, and they're wonderful to you and you're wonderful to them, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm bringing worlds together. So thank you for switching. Thank you for being wonderful to them. I know you appreciate that you deal with an American who speaks English. Pure Talk has American customer service. Pure Talk shares your values. They'll cut your cell phone bill in half. Takes 10 minutes. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Thank you for being wonderful. If you're one of the people who hasn't switched yet, now's the time. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night, and it look. You can't make this stuff up, man. The FBI. So Christopher Wray made an announcement. Yes, this Christopher Wray.
You happy with Chris Wray?
But just so you understand, I put Chris Wray in because I wanted to have somebody in there that everybody, including the other side, really wanted. It may not have been the right move. Let's see. Time will tell, okay? But I wanted to have somebody in the FBI because I'm an honorable guy. I'm an honest guy.
The FBI is committed to ensuring our work environment supports the recruitment, development, and advancement of our female sworn officers. That's from FBI Director Christopher Wray. He goes on to say, quote, this important commitment reflects our continued dedication to bringing more women into our special agent cadre, FBI police, and FBI's leadership ranks. That is inspiring. I bet you that is really, really inspiring to the people being human trafficked across our southern border, to the 100,000 families that have suffered from fentanyl overdoses in their lives, to the endless child slaves we have currently in this nation. I bet you, and in fact, you know what? I bet you those child slaves right now, as they're stuck in some horrific environment of hell that you can't even imagine, I bet you they're huddled up in a closet somewhere, maybe tied up and thinking to themselves, man, I hope the FBI hires more women. That's really the main problem here at the FBI. Golly, the rot is deep around here. You know, let's get to some good news before we get to some emails. Here's a couple bits. Disney layoffs will begin this week, according to CEO Bob Iger. So that's good news. More good news. NPR lays off 10% of the workforce. So, see, it's not all bad out there, Chris. These are exciting times. Shogun. The carbon offsets John Kerry talks about are what opened my eyes to why climate change is such a scam. You can purchase a carbon credit to offset one metric ton of carbon for $40 to $80. The United States produced 4.9 billion metric tons of carbon in 2021, multiplied by the high end of $80 each, that means the United States could offset all their yearly carbon for $392 billion. These days, we write checks like that in our sleep. The harder pill to swallow was that the carbon credits don't even take carbon out of the air. That's the best part of these things. The money just goes towards research. So anyone who offsets their carbon is just paying a tithe to their religion of climate change. I discovered this 15 years ago in an environmental studies college class. I wrote my final essay on it and got an F in return. That's the day I discovered college wasn't for me either. Semper Fi, brother, and he said his name is Matt. Man, you almost have to admire the hustle. I know it's all ugly and I know it's bad, but think about this hustle the climate changers have going on. They themselves will never experience any downgrade in their standard of living. They're going to fly private. They're going to eat steaks. They're going to use gas stoves. They're never going to experience any downgrade at all. They're going to insist that you do. And so they'll watch as your standard of living free falls while theirs doesn't change. Only wait, there's more. In the process of all of this, they will actually gain more money and more power for themselves. They will get richer and live a better life while you and I suffer and starve. It is... You want to talk about respecting the hustle. Spidey Jesse, you always talk about these losers getting into politics because they want to live the rich and famous lifestyle but don't have the talent to achieve it without ripping off the taxpayers. No one epitomizes that more than the tubby commie loser governor of my state, Minnesota, Tim Walz. Guy is a no-talent loser, leeching off of every government pension he could get his hands on, but the real smoking gun is him moving into an $18,000 a month lakeside mansion for 18-plus months while the governor's mansion undergoes renovations. It's never really been a secret that you were right about that, but this example was a little too on point, sadly. Pray for us in the land of 10,000 abortions and state-sanctioned mutilation. Again, it's so true for so many of these people. The life of a politician would really suck. It's boring meetings with people you don't care about. It's giving speeches about issues you don't care about. It's sitting through hearings. It's doing all kinds of, asking people for money. It's just crappy thing after crappy thing after crappy thing after crappy thing. So why do they do it? Well, these people, they don't have any skills to speak of. No talent. Most of them are lazy as well. Now, they could go one of two routes. They could choose route A, live a life of mediocrity because they're too lazy to ever grind and get anything done and earn anything for themselves. Or you can choose option B. Yeah, you got to ask people for money. Yeah, you have to sit through hearings you don't like and give speeches you don't like and talk to people you don't like. But the end result is you get an $18,000 a month lakeside mansion that you didn't earn. It earns you the right. Just being a politician gets you the right to blood suck the taxpayers for all they have. All these Nancy Pelosi types, they're all over there. The Rear Admiral. Look, we just played him, Rear Admiral Buttigieg. He is a lifelong loser with no skills whatsoever. He's been on private jets to Europe for the last 2 years. Private jets around the United States of America. You will never take a private jet to Europe. I will never take a private jet to Europe. It simply will not happen. The Rear Admiral Buttigieg has been doing it for 2 years on your dime. Why? Because he realized the only way I'm getting on that private jet is to become a politician. And that's where he is now. That's who we have. That's why these people do what they do. All right. Obama's back in the news. Italy is doing something right. What? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, in reminding you. Actually, I don't have anything to remind you of right now. You know what? There's a book. I've heard there's a... What, Chris? I've heard there's a great book for sale. The Anti-Communist Manifesto, if you want to know how to attack all this stuff with actual solutions and history. They can be purchased at jessekellyshow.com. Do you see the Italians, Chris? Big fan. Have been for a long time now. Headline, Italy wages war on lab-grown food in a drive to protect tradition. Now, I actually don't have anything to say about Italy here, but I know you've noticed it, and I've noticed it, and don't for a second think that it's a coincidence. All the advertising, infomercials, companies that are popping up now about lab-grown meat and why it's the best and going to be the best, about why bugs are so delicious and actually better for you than that meat you've been eating out there. Oh, forget, give up the cow meat. It's definitely, you need to eat maggots. Let's have some maggot stew. Do understand something as you see a lot of this stuff out there. The quote climate change groups, the genocidal monsters who believe that man is going to end the earth. These people, as we just talked about a little bit when we were talking about John Kerry, these people have gigantic quantities of money behind them, and they have huge networks, and they have a large number of groups attached to them. And this is what I mean. This stuff gets very, very confusing, but it's important you understand it at least a little bit, as much as you can, as much as I can. This stuff's very confusing, so we understand what we're seeing. You'll pick up an article tomorrow in, what's some crappy liberal rag? Yahoo News. It's garbage, right? You'll pick up an article tomorrow morning, you open up your phone, and you'll see some article on there about, oh, wow, if we would just eat cricket turds, it's better for you than eggs. And you think to yourself, what? And you click on it and you look and it's some author you've never heard of before who wrote this thing. And maybe the author even has in their byline, it's, you know, it's Susie Lesbian Short Hair, and she works for the Save the Earth by Murdering Everyone group. Well, you don't know who Susie Lesbian Short Hair is. You know, all you know about her is she probably drives a Subaru Outback. And you sure don't understand anything about the Save the Earth by Murdering Everyone group. And you kind of leave it at that. You roll your eyes. Maybe you say something about it on social media. But where did that come from? Well, let's say I'm one of the elite types, one of the World Economic Forum types. And I really want to murder 5 to 6 billion people so we can get down to, you know, just the earth that I can manage as King Jesse. I understand that there's going to be a large amount of resistance to my plans. I want to commit the largest genocide in human history. Remember, your liberal Aunt Peggy, who wants to save the planet, she's actually a genocidal monster. So I'm going to commit the largest genocide in human history. I want to take away your car. I want to take away your meat. I want to take away your stove. I want to take away your light bulbs. I want to reduce your refrigerator. I want to ruin everything in your life. I'm not an idiot. I know you're going to be resistant to that. I know you will be. So what do I have to do? Well, I think actually Dr. Fauci, thank you for pulling that one up, Chris. I think Dr. Fauci actually explained it quite well here at the end.
What are we going to do about those other states?
Oh, my God. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do. And we got to break that, you know, unpack that.
We got to break that. Me, genocidal Jesse, I need to break that in you. You're hanging on to your guns and your meat and your freedom of speech and your car, and I have to break that. But I have to be somewhat careful how I break it off of you. Well, here's one of the main things they do. Information. Remember we were talking earlier, it was a couple days ago, we were talking about TikTok and how TikTok is more than a social media app. Really, all social media is. It's the lens through which so many people view the entire world. Well, me, genocidal Jesse, here's what I'll do. I know you're on Facebook, so here's what I'll do. I, first of all, don't want to touch this thing. So I will hire someone else, but I'm not just going to hire him to write an article. I'm going to hire him, and what he's going to do is he's going to start two or three of his own separate groups. These are different climate change groups. Me, I'm genocidal Jesse. I have all the money. I'm going to make sure he has all the money he needs. I'm going to make sure these groups, which they'll always be billed as charity groups. Of course, they're non-political. That way I don't have to disclose my donations or anything like that. Here, you get this and you get that. And I make sure this group is funded and that group is funded and that group is funded. And one of these groups that I give a bunch of money to, they will work directly with Facebook. What are they going to do with Facebook? Well, they're going to take you and, more importantly, your children, the younger, the better. And they're going to manipulate algorithms. So your child, when they log on to Facebook, what are they going to see? First thing, they're going to see, oh, look at this. It's an article in Yahoo. Huh, let me click on this. Oh, wow. Bug stew, cricket poop. That is better for you than eggs. Hey, Dad, I don't want eggs for breakfast. I'd rather, do we have cricket poop in the house? No, son, what are you talking about? Where'd you even hear? No, Dad, I read it. It was from this group. And soon, it's in the consciousness of the entire public. It all came from just a few nefarious sources. Me, Genocidal Jesse. But you don't know, and I don't know, because they on purpose make it impossible to travel down all of these rabbit holes and figure out why you're reading what you're reading. This is the challenge we have. It's a huge challenge we have. I go through it. You go through it. Always be asking why. I'm about to do headlines I didn't get to. Every one of these headlines, yeah, we'll do a little line on it and we'll toss it. But every one of these headlines, especially the ones that intrigue you, you should be asking why, who wrote this? Why did they write this? You should be asking these things. I have to ask myself these things. And oftentimes we have to accept that we might not ever get the answer on a specific article. But if we're looking at everything from a macro level, we will understand a lot more if we see what the game is. I know you've noticed it. I've noticed it. I can't open up a magazine now if I'm sitting in the airport with, oh, cricket powder, that's yummy. You see the articles in the news. They're always planted somewhere by someone. You see this over and over and over again. Now we're artificially creating industries. Oh, this lab-grown meat, Beyond Meat, and all these stupid things. All these companies are either going bankrupt or they're getting bailouts because there's no actual market for this stuff at all. You're seeing the fast food companies do this. Hey, try the new Wendy's veggie burger. I don't know if there is a Wendy's burger, but you know you're seeing this stuff everywhere now. These things are not hot sellers. No one's buying them at all. But these things are all being pushed on you with a purpose. With a purpose. And that is the part of it we have to understand. There is a reason to this stuff. And by the way, I should note, I don't care if you're a vegetarian or a vegan or anything. So you eat whatever you want to eat. I eat like crap, so I don't judge how anyone else eats. But you better understand this eliminate meat movement. It's got a purpose, and it ain't a good one. I promise you that. And it's definitely not about saving the animals or whatever idiocy they try to sell you on. All right. We do have to play a little bit of Ted Cruz today. I might have what you'd call a criticism. Probably not really, but just something I want to point out from my buddy Ted. And then we have headlines I didn't get to, a couple emails. We have you and the crappy slippers you wear around the house. You see, we all have wear around the house shoes. You walk around the house. You don't want to bang up your heels, stub your toe. You wear slippers around the house. And then eventually you have to take out the trash. You have to go get the mail. You have to go out back with the dog. You don't want to have to switch to your indoor outdoor shoes. Everyone has this. Well, MyPillow has their all-season slippers. Everyone knows about these things. Everyone knows they're fantastic. The problem is they're normally $149.98. And in this economy, who can afford things like that? Well, I have great news. They're $120 off. $120 off? For $25, you get the greatest slippers you will ever own in your life. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, and you get the all-season slippers for $25. It's a closeout sale, that's why. They will not last. I promise you that. Go now. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or if you're driving, just call 800-845-0544.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll be back tomorrow for Hump Day. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Mayorkas sat in front of Ted Cruz today, and these guys just poop their pants when they have to sit in front of Ted Cruz, and here's why.
How many migrants died in 2022?
Approaching our southern border?
Yes.
Precisely why we are seeking to exclude the smuggling organization.
Do you know the answer? Do you know how many died?
I do not.
You do not. Of course you don't. I know how many died. 853.
That is
853. And by the way, here are the numbers that have died every year. You go back to 1998, you see it's consistently between 300 and 400, 304 to 300 and 400. Suddenly, 2021, what happens? You get in office, and that red line are dead bodies. I've been on the Rio Grande, and I've seen dead bodies floating there who've drowned because of your refusal to do your job. You don't even...
No, I'm going to let him continue to go off there, and I love that, but just remember, he is doing his job. He's a communist. His job as head of DHS, in his mind, is to throw open the doors of America and flood this country with illegal immigrants that will help them break the nation they're trying to break. Now, in Ted Cruz's mind, he's not doing his job. In your mind, he's not doing his job. In my mind, he's not doing his job. But Mayorkas has a different job than the one you think he has and the one I think he has. Mayorkas is doing his job, and he's doing it quite well.
Know how many have died? What do you say to the Texas farmers and ranchers who find pregnant ladies dead on their property, who find toddlers dead on their property? What do you say to them?
I say that is why, precisely, we are taking it to the smuggling organization.
But you are not. Number, that is simply not true.
Number two, it is but, why let, we
let,
are
let, let me read from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago ran an article entitled, "It's Like a Graveyard. Record numbers of migrants are dying at the border." The story begins with this chilling line, quote, Eagle Pass, Texas. Local officials keep a refrigerated truck to hold the bodies of migrants who drown in the currents of the Rio Grande while trying to cross the border into the U.S.
Mm-mm. Yet we still don't have impeachment coming for Mayorkas. No impeachment for Joe Biden. No impeachment for Mayorkas. No impeachment at all. Anyway, they went on for this.
You know, some months ago, Karine Jean-Pierre stood up at a White House briefing and said, people are not just walking across the border. Was she telling the truth?
Senator, you are
was she telling
so
the truth?
Profoundly disrespecting
was she telling
my
the truth?
22 years
okay,
of government service.
You get to answer questions. You know,
don't you love that? You're disrespecting my 22 years of government service.
You get to give speeches.
Senator, I served as a federal prosecutor.
All right, you're refusing to answer. If you look at, she was lying. She was lying on behalf of the President of the United States. This is a photograph from just one day along the Rio Grande of hundreds of thousands of people walking across the border. You have allowed this to happen. The photograph that was before, what are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are. Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job because I've been to the southern border. And if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion dollar criminal organizations. And these are modern day leg irons. And you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing. Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now,
it is precisely
your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary. This is a crisis. It's a disgrace, and you won't even admit this human tragedy is a crisis.
Claiming 1 minute chairman time, Mr. Secretary, would you like to respond to any of those questions?
What the senator said was revolting. I'm not going to address it.
Your refusal to do your job is revolting.
Dang. That one got a little spicy out there, Chris. Emails. Jesse, the only thing that's going to save America and the Republic is a massive revival of Christianity, not politics, not the economy. Probably true. Hi, Jesse. I'm currently listening to Friday's show, and when you answered the history podcast, I wanted to shout, start creating your own content. Conservatives need to stop looking for woke free content and start producing content. They need to start a history podcast, start a podcast on any subject they have interest in. It's time for people to start creating. As everything around us crumbles, people are seeking alternatives, and someone has to fill that hole. You know who wrote me this? The former committed communist who listens to the show, the one you should be listening to. Like we've talked about before, we must create our own things. Start your own groups. Have your own events. You're dying for a good history podcast for your children? Maybe you're just the man or woman to do that history podcast. Jesse, I don't know how. Nobody knows how. Most of these people suck. Dig into it. You love it. You might just find yourself doing a really good one. All right. Before we get to headlines, let's have a little chat about our dogs, about taking care of our dogs. I have no doubt you love your dog. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. I know you walk him. I know you take him out to use the bathroom. I know you feed him. I know you water him. But it's that feeding thing that we're all kind of failing on. And I know that I'm responsible for that as well. I can't believe how many dogs that I have buried, having never given them any real nutrition at all. There's no nutrition in the dog food. All this dog food is dead food. You know, they have to pretty much spray it with lard when it's done being made. Otherwise, even dogs won't touch it. That's how dead it is. You know that? That's true. Even that good dog food you buy your dog. Your dog gets vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils through Rough Greens. Tons of antioxidants, 100% natural. But if your dog's not getting Rough Greens, your dog's not getting nutrition. They have free Jumpstart trial bags right now. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for yours today. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By it, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Migrants set fire to detention facility, killing 40 after learning they would be deported. I guess you didn't think that one through. Contract confirms U.S. government received $400 million from major COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer. Huh. No way. That would be Moderna. You don't say. It was just a gigantic scam for money? Yep. Two migrants found dead, 15 suffocating on a freight train in southern Texas. Remember that talk we were having earlier about how slavery still exists on this planet? Got some bad news. The southern border of your country, of my country, is actually the largest slave trading corridor on the planet today. Trump says DeSantis would be working in a pizza parlor without his 2018 endorsement. I think that's actually kind of funny. I think it's funny. What? House unanimously passes bill stripping China of developing nation status. It'll get shot down in the Senate. If not, the president will anyway, because our entire country's bought off by the communist Chinese. Anyway, on that note, I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.